Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning. Next to Normal is the next show that we're going to talk about. Patrick Ahern is here, and he has brought in... You always bring all-star guests, but these are all-star guests.
This is the best job for Riverside.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is. They've all been here before, so I didn't have to explain how we do it and answer all those questions. So
absolutely. And we're here to promote a show that when I wake up every morning, I say to myself, I'm next to normal.
Yeah.
You know, once again.
We all do.
But all kidding aside, yes, we do have a wonderful group with us this morning. And what a show that we're about to present at Riverside. I'm so very proud that we are doing this.
Yeah. I saw Patrick, and it's if you go to riversidedt.com, there's a great write-up on what the show is about.
Yeah.
And you mentioned then at the end that Riverside being a nonprofit, this really does fit into the nonprofit mold. And you have brought in, you're doing some work with some local agencies that deal this specifically, or I think in big part the Community Services Board is involved in this.
It's so important. I say this all the time, so I probably sound like a broken record, but we always take our responsibility at Riverside, I know I do, to entertain 100%. But then I think that it's, especially in this day and age, it's so great when you can entertain and also affect dialogue, make people think about things that maybe they haven't thought about them before. And it seems like in our world today, so many things from years and years and years ago come back, and then it's still relevant. Mm-hmm. And right now we're doing To Kill a Mockingbird and how relevant that is right now. And Next to Normal deals with the family going through mental health issues. And it used to be shunned years ago. I mean, there were so many people that were dealing with problems that it was swept under the rug. We didn't talk about that, you know. And today, people can get help. You know, you shouldn't be afraid to embrace it and say it's an illness just like any other illness that people would have, you know. And so we had talked about doing Next to Normal, and you know, you wonder, are people going to come because do they know the title? And and sometimes I just say, you know what, we're going to go for it. We're just going to do it, and we're going to do it beautifully. And if it's not a title like The Sound of Music or Les Mis or The Phantom of the Opera, well, they need to get over and see it. You can count on us at Riverside right now. We do quality productions.
Absolutely.
And I'm so pleased with that. And the performers that we hire, both in the D.C. metro region and the people that we bring in from New York and various areas of the country, are so talented. And you know what I say to people in the audience, I announce the next show up and I say Next to Normal is dead silence. And then I say to the audience, if I had said Les Mis or Hamilton or Wicked, you'd all be cheering right now.
Yeah.
And I said, but you know what? You have to come and see a show that you might not know the title of, because it might become your favorite show. And one of our stars this morning, she knows this because she did a show called Bright Star with us. And nobody really knew that title that well. But as the word of mouth got out, the people came in to see that show and they were absolutely over the moon. So I'm just going to say to everybody before I turn it over to these people to tell you all about this show, give it a shot. Come and see Next to Normal just for the extraordinary direction by Penny Ann Moss and the extraordinary performances by Adrian Hick and Andrew Foote. You'll be knocked out. And I'm going to say this. If you don't see it, the people that do see it will be talking about this for a long time. And it's going to be one of those shows that people are going to say, did you see that at Riverside? Don't be the ones that say, oh, we missed it. Mm-hmm. We didn't go. So there's my spiel. And here they are in the studio with us, Ted.
It's all good. Penny, I haven't seen you in years, so it's been a few years at least.
A couple years, yeah. I was here with 42nd Street was the last show that I did here.
So yeah. Kind of going off of what Patrick just talked about, because and I hope, and we all hope that this, you know, that it's hard to get tickets for this, that it's so exciting. But this is one of those kinds of shows too, where you hear individually where people are impacted by this.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you can hear stories and it can be just fabulous, the people that do come. And
yeah.
Not to say that you the tickets don't matter, because obviously they do. You need that. But
I think the people
lives change.
Yes, the people who see it are going to be moved by it. It is a powerful piece of theater. Certainly, you know, back 2009 when it opened on Broadway, it was a Tony Award winner. It was a Pulitzer Prize winner. It is so well written, and the music is so beautiful, and it does take you on a journey, and I think it ends in a place of light and hope, that even families who suffer from grief and loss and mental illness and mental health issues can certainly find a path to a life that feels maybe not completely normal, but as the title says, next to normal. So I think that people will indeed be moved by it and touched, and there's bits throughout the show that I think every human can resonate with, that find something that connects to them and yes, make you think, as Patrick said, make you contemplate a little bit. And I think that's worthy theater. I think theater's worth going to, that makes you think and question and maybe even get some answers.
It's like, yeah, Patrick said, just kind of stretch yourself.
Yes, to stretch the way you think about things. I'm with Patrick. I do a lot of musical theater that is purely entertainment and joyous, and especially Golden Age, which I love. But it's been so rewarding to work on a piece like this that does make you think and question and feel. It's just great. And I have, of course, an amazing cast. Yes, especially Adrian and Andrew. Yeah,
it's so good to have you guys back. We last saw you in Bridges of Madison County.
Yes, mm-hmm. Correct.
Which was a fabulous show.
It was a beautiful
show.
It
was fun to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now this, I'm sure, is a challenge. But doing this again as husband and wife has to be. Again, you've talked about it before. Just your schedules are sometimes crazy. To be able to come and do a show together, and to do the show as a husband and wife.
Yeah, it's pretty great, actually. Patrick had asked us to do this a while ago, so we were able to make sure to keep our schedules available for this show. So we've been living with the show for a long time, you know, working on it together and talking about it, and like Penny says, it's a different kind of musical, and for us to be able to do it together is pretty great. I don't want to say it's not a feel-good musical, because I do think you feel good at the end, but I do think it's a feel-everything musical. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to go through every emotion in this show. There's a little comedy, not a ton, but you know, there's comedy, just like in every family tragedy. You find the light, you find the comedy, and then there's, you know, there's amazing moments of connection, and also on top of that, you know, drama that every family would go through, in addition to, you know, health issues and health drama and things like that. So
I think one of the most I think the thing that we look forward to as actors and performers and artists, but we don't get to participate in, is what that car ride home is for the audience after a show.
Yeah.
And what that conversation is.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sure there's one after every show. It's, you know, 42nd Street, Sound of Music, Music Man, To Kill a Mockingbird. Mm-hmm. They each have their own individual kind of, I'm sure those conversations have different kinds of tone. I would love to be in those car rides home with this audience to see what they are going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. It's going to be different. It's going to be overall very good, but it's going to be a different kind of conversation. And I think there's going to be people that are going to come to some conclusions about their life. Maybe it's their history. Maybe it's, you know, how they grew up in a family 20, 30 years ago. So, you know, but also people that might be going through this now or thinking about some of these things and finding someone in the show that they identify with.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, I would love to ride home with you too, but who knows?
Need to take a quick break. What's some great points there that we'll talk more about when we come back. Next to Normal at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, July 2nd through August 3rd. RiversideDT.com for ticket information. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Next to Normal at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, July 2nd through August 3rd. You may not have heard about it, but keep listening this morning, and I think you're going to want to see it. And Andrew Foote, you just mentioned, talking about, you know, people getting something out of this, talking about it on their way home. As you talked about that, I thought there are going to be a lot of people, like you say, that are either dealing with it, and this may be the start of, for some people, of hope, of feeling like, I didn't think anybody was ever dealing with this.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the wonderful thing about this show, and we were talking about this, we've talked about this throughout the process, is this is a musical, but there's a realism to it that is so starkly different than any other musical. And although it deals with heavy things, and we talk about that a lot, but there's an access to it because it's pure, as entertaining as it is. The realistic way that all of these issues are approached while combining it with music is just, it's stunning. It's stunning in the way, we were rehearsing yesterday, and I've gotten to do some heavy musicals in my life, some big things with big emotions. But I was in places yesterday rehearsing it that I walked off our set and thinking, wow, I've never really felt like that before performing something. And again, you know, I've had to kill people on stage. I've had to die on stage. I've played a snowman for Disney. This took me to a place that I've never really gotten to before in 27 years of professional performing. Shh, I'm not that old. Yeah. So this is, it's really, really interesting. And as heavy as it is, it's fun. That feeling of catharsis, which goes back to the classical theatrical creation, that's a real thing. And that's what people come to the theater to also do, is to feel emotions and to be taken to a place. Maybe it's not the most comfortable place all the time, but you're happy when you get there. And you're happy that you've gotten there.
So that's interesting, Penny and Moss, directing this, of taking an audience to maybe where they've never been.
Yeah, and I was going to add on to what Andrew was saying, was what's also beautiful about the way the show is written, it is primarily about Adrienne's character, Diana, and her mental health issues, but her daughter is very contemporary, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there are two young characters in it that I think a lot of younger audience will really relate to, right? She's in high school, and she's feeling maybe estranged from her family, and some of those issues that I think young people could relate to as well, and how they feel unseen and ignored and perhaps not understood or left out of things. And that's the kind of family issues that would be also great to talk about in a car ride, right? Where a young person is like, wow, I really saw myself in her. And we are definitely placing it in today's time. It was written in around 2009 and certainly relevant back then, but I think we're consciously making an effort to place it in today, just in look and feel. And I think even young people, as well as older people, are going to be able to relate to these family relationships and what that feels like as a young person.
You know what I want to mention, Ted, is talking about the car ride home. We actually can experience the car ride home on Thursday evenings. During the run of the show, there will be talkbacks after each performance on Thursday evenings.
Oh, okay.
And that's where these mental health organizations are sending a representative. We've got special guests coming. I think the first one out of the gate is with Antoine Gay, who was Marvin Gaye's brother. And he has written this beautiful book about his life and a lot about his brother and his dad. And so we will get a sense of some of what they're feeling.
What a great idea.
Again, it allows people, if someone comes to it and does feel that they need maybe just a little wrap up or a little tie in or have questions, what a great place to maybe they still don't feel comfortable saying it in the car, but maybe they'll feel comfortable talking with someone who's there to just voice their thoughts and or feelings about how, you know, the show made them feel. I think it's an amazing thing that you've brought in.
Yep.
Well, Adrian Hicks, it sounds like that there's something in this show that no one really can come to this show and say, well, this doesn't impact me at all, because we all know, we may not know that we know someone, but we all know someone who's dealing with just the family dynamics.
Of course, it's a very human story. And, you know, contemporary theater, where we are now versus where we were 16 years ago, we've, as a society, but also in theater, we've grown a lot. When this show came out 16 years ago, mental health was certainly, there was more access to help, but not as much as there is today. It's not as normalized as it is today. So there's been a lot of changes. And, you know, I think in addition to just the mental health issues, like Penny mentioned, there are facets to this story that will resonate with everyone from teenage to, you know, 110 years old. And because everyone comes from a family, everyone interacts with other people. Everybody has, you know, other people in their life. And so how we interact with those people and maybe look at them with a little more grace and understanding that everyone is going through something, every single person. No one is just normal. No one is going through their life happy-go-lucky. Nothing's happening living in a bubble. No one. So I think everyone can relate to something in this show.
Is it tough? Because you two talked about how, Andrew, you mentioned, you two have been talking, or you both have talked, you've been talking about it. There does seem to be some more preparation, at least understanding the characters, or, you know, than maybe some other shows.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to this show. And because it's mostly sung through, it is, we didn't mention, but it is mostly sung through. It's contemporary music. It's a rock musical. But, you know, again, contemporary for 16 years ago. So it's more of just contemporary musical theater.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of layers to the characters. There's a lot of layers to the show. And so I think the three of us, Penny, Andrew, and I, really have had to dig into meanings for everything. And a lot of the show overlaps in that way, right? Where it's like, you know, you're having a scene and then there's maybe another scene happening that's parallel to what's going on. So there's a parallel story. So there's a lot to dig into.
There is. And we've been talking about the timeline, right? Like, there's all these elements to it that are not necessarily super clear in the musical, right? Of when did this all start? What, you know? And so we've spent quite a bit of time, like, talking about the timeline and when did her mental illness actually begin? Mm-hmm. And what, you know, it's been fun, actually. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun to dig into these shows that, you're right, it's not just light, like, oh, they're a happy family who lives in this time, right? It's we've really kind of tried to find the realism and the what really happened if this was happening today.
And I would say that once again, I'm very happy to be working on a show like this with my wife, because we, rather than if I was working with a co-star who was I wasn't married to and spending 24 hours a day with, there's times over the last year or so that we've known me doing this where I could say, oh, you know what? I've just thought about this, and I can talk to my co-star about this little, oh, this, what do you think this little moment means? What do you think this little tiny little detail, how do you think that expands out into something that we can play or something that we can explore and something we can look at? That's just a benefit of having, you know, your partner working on your show with you and being, yeah. And, you know, I hope Adrian agrees, although I think she like Patrick mentioned, he wakes up next to normal. Adrian can definitely say she wakes up every morning next to abnormal.
And, you know, because it's such a heavy show, there is an intimacy to it. Mm. And so that has been a pleasure for me as a director, because intimacy work and, you know, kissing, but also just having scenes and songs where you're talking about very heavy and personal things has been much easier for me with a married couple, who I can be like, yeah, whatever you feel like there. What is that, you know, what feels comfortable for you to, should you kiss there? Should you not kiss there? You know, it has been, it's made it so much easier for me.
Yeah. And Patrick, I guess if I were keeping track, we've said the word heavy a lot in this, and it is, and that's the show. But don't be, like you said this when we first started, Don't be scared off by that.
Well, heavy is normal.
Yeah, right.
you know,
absolutely.
Look
today's
what we're
world.
Going through in the world today.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid. You know, I mean, life for me. I mean, I've been in show business for a long time, but it's the heavy. Uh-huh. It's the embracing the things that we think we fear the most, that make us the strongest, that make us better. And so like they've been saying, you may come to the show and you're gonna take away something from it that could, you know, if we have five people, if we have one person over the 5-week run see the show that comes back and said, wow, this has made me think about something differently, or it's moved my life in a direction where I'm gonna get help.
You're right, it's worth it.
Hallelujah.
And if you're sitting there and listening to this as a potential audience member and saying, no, I don't think that's for me. I don't think that's for me. I'm talking to you right now. Come see the show.
Yeah.
And if after the show you don't like it, I'll be in the lobby. Come and talk to me. And if that conversation doesn't spark something in you, or the mm-hmm. show doesn't spark something in you, I'll refund your ticket price.
Well,
I'm throwing down. I'll do it, Patrick. Don't worry. It'll come out of my salary. No, really. If you're on the fence here, sitting. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to sit in a theater and feel those things. Come see it.
Yeah. Right.
Come see this show.
But here's the thing.
Do it.
If you don't want to go through heavy, or you're kind of pushing away from that aspect of this show, as a theater lover, as a person that enjoys art and what it can do, come and see it for the music, the story that is being told, the way it has been staged, and the incredible performances that you're going to see just for that aspect.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, yeah. I was like, Adrian and Andrew are singing their hearts out. It is so beautifully performed. It is so powerful. It is, yeah, just to hear it. You could close your eyes and just listen to it, and you would be moved.
Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com. Next to Normal, July 2nd through August 3rd. Get on the phone, get your tickets. RiversideDT.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, Next to Normal, July 2nd through August 3rd. Patrick Ahern is here. Adrian Hick is here. Andrew Foote is here. And Penny Ann Moss here. for talking about Next Normal. But before we continue on this conversation, I want to just real quick take one little quick side road with you, Patrick.
Okay.
Because you're doing a concert series that I think people should know about.
We are. Yeah, it kicks off in August, and we're starting it with Motown, doing a Motown tribute night, and new group called Deja Groove is coming in. They're just amazing, and I can't remember the date right off the top of my head, but it is in August.
It's so, something, yeah, I forget. Yeah. But and you've got a couple of those coming
September
up.
September is Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
And then in October, we've got the Tommy Dorsey Band, which is going to be great.
We're
going to put a little dance floor down in front of the stage so people can get up and dance as well. And then we're going to do, we just booked a guy coming in January called Cash Unchained. It's a Johnny Cash. Because we haven't done any country western yet, so we're gonna do that, and we're gonna continue those because I want to go in that direction as well.
I like it. We don't have venues for that around here anymore that have music right in locally right here.
Exactly. What we're doing in 2026 is we're going to shorten the runs of the shows.
Okay.
We have been doing sometimes 8. Sometimes 9 weeks. We're doing 10 weeks of Sound of Music. But I find that if we can get more of an urgency to get in and see the show quicker, because sometimes those long runs, people go, oh, I got so much time. And then your first couple of weeks are slow. So we're going to shorten the runs, and we are going to have this more of a distance between shows so we can do the concert series in between, and maybe even some other exciting things that we're talking about doing too.
Okay.
There's so many projects that I would love to do that are not going to support even a 4 week run. But if we can build time to do things like we're getting ready to do Next to Normal, there's other projects that I would love to bring in. We can do that as well. Here again, evolving as that performing arts center that we are called, doing multiple things and continuing to produce great theater.
Okay, we'll talk more about that in the days ahead, but I saw that and I thought we need to talk about that real quick. Again, Next to Normal, July 2nd through August 3rd, riversidedt.com for ticket information. Adrian, Nick, one of the things that, as we have talked about this morning, we've talked about, I just think there's so much in this show that will appeal to so many people and to so many, in our family, we dealt with this.
Yeah.
And it was such a surprise. I had never dealt with it before. Mm-hmm. I dealt with it, I think I dealt with it initially, and a lot of it just horribly, because I wasn't expecting it.
Mm.
And I think to be able to see a show like this, either it will help people navigate, or even, heaven forbid you have to deal with it.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I think it's something that even someone, I'm using air quotes here, middle age like me, looking back growing up at certain family members, you say, is that what that person was going through? Or even, as you get older, sometimes you go through your own thing and you think, maybe this isn't something that I can do myself. Maybe I need a little help going through something. As a teenager, I think most teenagers go through things that they feel so alone. They feel like no one would understand and nobody can help them. And that's not true. People understand. And so I just think theater is, I feel like after COVID, everyone became, yes, we were isolated during COVID, but I think we kept that a little bit in the present. I think we like to go home. I mean, we like to go home and watch TV. I like to go home and watch TV. I pay a lot of money for my streaming services. I love it. And I watch hilarious things and I watch very dark things. And I love TV. But there is nothing like coming to a theater, sitting around other people and having a collective emotional experience. And I think people don't realize what that is. It is something that goes back to, the cavemen. It's something that goes back to sitting around a fire and telling stories and feeling something with other people and being able to extend that not just to like going to the movie theater and being with people, but actually watching live people tell you a story is something that people of all generations, all ages can relate to, and I think is so important.
Yeah, it's about human connection.
Yeah.
Yes, and as performers, the two of you who've done a lot of shows, and Patrick as well, there is something magical that happens. Even when you're performing, yes. You feel the energy of the audience, and you're part of it. And I think sometimes when you're at a movie, you can sort of disconnect and sit back because there is no interaction. But in theater, you are sort of, and the more you react and the more you sort of feel, then the actors on stage feel it, and mm-hmm. this, it becomes this sort of amazing back
it's
and forth.
It's very powerful.
It's so powerful, yes. Yeah. And when I saw Mockingbird, I remember at the end sort of crying and being like, oh, I love that. Not that I don't cry at movies or TV as well sometimes, but it's so exciting to feel it live yeah. and to feel like you were part of something or witnessed something and that, you know, I'm a part of that. Like, it's a part. It's pretty magical. And I agree. I think a lot of theaters, not Riverside as much, but certainly I'm from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and a lot of theaters are struggling there to get audiences in after COVID,
yeah.
right? To get people in the seats and really connecting to live theater again. And so I agree with you. I think it's just something that's magical, and this show in particular is going to make people feel, and it's yeah. going to be exciting.
And as an actor, you just, when you step off stage, and if you feel like you have touched, in whatever way, like, touch the soul of one person in the audience, it's yeah. just, it like, it's just the best feeling in the world. Yep. It's what we do it for.
And my wife could sing The Phone Book and make it sound beautiful.
Nice.
So
sweet.
just for that alone, to listen to this woman sing this score is worth the price of entry.
Mm-hmm. No, you talk about getting involved. I feel with Mockingbird, when at the end there was a standing ovation, and you feel like, because I felt the same way, and you just feel like we all, you do, you feel a connection that you, it's hard to describe.
It's incredible. Yeah, but it's totally, it's in our DNA to have mm-hmm. these connections with other people, even people you don't know sitting around you. And it's like an amazing cloud of feeling and connection. And I don't know, I don't want to be, these days you don't get that, but you don't, you don't really get it. And so yeah. it's an amazing thing. It's an important thing.
No, like you said, just even if one person,
yeah.
one person, and each night there's going to be multiple people.
Absolutely.
And like you said, they're going to say, oh.
Yeah.
So that's why
yeah.
she was acting.
And like Patrick and Penny said, even if you don't connect to it in that way, come to see awesome theater and awesome art and great music and incredible art. Our whole company is incredible. The folks in the cast are amazing. It's a small cast. It's only six people. And I'll tell you, when those six people are singing together, you could swear it was 60. It's an incredible sound. The band is going to be, of course, Carson Eubank is leading the band. It's going to be unbelievable. And it's a fun, great score, pretty much sung through. So it's just kind of like, you know, there's a little bit of like a concert atmosphere. And so even if you don't feel like, oh, I don't really connect to that specific storyline, it's still great theater, great art, a great night.
And we've got a great set. We've got
we've
got a graphic artist who's coming in to do some incredible visuals that we haven't even gotten to see
yeah.
yet, but are going to be projected above us on an enormous screen. It's going to be this big, big, a collective kind of visual and audio and material, just extravaganza in there.
And there's something about a small cast, and especially with this cast, you kind of get to know
yeah.
people and go through the whole, you know, you go through the show kind of growing and struggling with them.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't, yes, there's no chorus, there's no ensemble, you know, it's just these six characters. And so you really do get to connect to them. And anyone of any age is going to be able to find someone on that stage that they can go, oh, yeah, I get that. I get who that person is.
The other thing, Patrick, is, and we talk about this a lot, but again, this is another illustration that just the depth of what Riverside is doing now.
I'm so glad you said that, because I was getting ready to chime in here. Yeah. I'm listening to them, and I feel like I want to say to people, everybody that's listening to this right now, because I don't think there's probably 50,000 people listening right now, but a good amount of people listening right now, go out and tell people about what you just heard on the radio this morning. I mean, I sit here so proud that we are producing this right here in everybody's backyard, mm-hmm. right here in Fredericksburg, Stafford, King George, Spotsylvania, Culpeper. All you people have a half an hour drive or maybe a little bit more to come and experience. You know, everybody says, oh my God, that was better than Broadway. We don't have a Broadway budget. But one thing I pride myself on is the talent that we hire. I take a lot of time doing that. You know, the other day I was talking with Allison Mayberry, our marketing person, and she said, how did you just come up with that? And I said, I read about everybody. We have a young guy, Ben Ribbler, in Next to Normal, and I read what's going on in D.C. I read the reviews of shows. I see what's happening. And when I see the conversation about an actor or somebody, my eye goes to that person and I reach out. And so you are getting to see amazing theater right here.
And we've seen it just with Adrian and Andrew have talked about how it wasn't like you just got the script last week. Right. And so, we're working through the script. Yeah. When you talk about working through it and talking about little facets for the last year.
Yeah, I think it's... And I actually think the other cast members as well are as invested in the show and take it as seriously as they do. They're very invested. The younger members of our cast playing the teens, there are a few of them, and they're just so, you know, it's a very important piece to them, and so as it is to us. So, yes, it's not a surface, like, oh, let's just put this up. Like, it's a summer's... Not that there's anything wrong with putting something up fast when it needs to go up fast, but we have a little bit of luxury, mm-hmm. the luxury of time, the luxury of having the material to study. And, it's definitely not a surface piece.
And the young ones, you know, I was asking Madison, who is playing the daughter, like, what's your dream role? Like, what would you love to do someday, right? And she's all of, 19 or 20, she's so young, and she was like, this role. And I was like, really? Right? She's that this generation, the younger generation, is sort of tuned into some of these current contemporary mm-hmm. musicals, and for her, this is a musical that really speaks to her, that does sort of talk about family and mental health, and they're tied into that, this younger generation, I think. And so I encourage young ones to come and see it, because she's singing it beautifully, and I love that this is an important show for her.
And that's the other thing, Patrick. I mean, this is a lot of ages. You do want to see that this will appeal to a lot of ages.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to deal with the topic, well, you're going to have to, because it's going to be there. But just for the art of what is going to be on stage and the music, everybody will be inspired by this music. You know, younger, middle age, older. That's why we're doing it, because it needs to be done, and it's one of those kind of almost perfect pieces of theater.
I think, you know, just coming in on that,
yeah.
If you are a theater lover, if you especially are a musical theater lover, and you consider yourself someone who, oh, I love theater, I go to the theater, we love the theater, this piece now, you know, is about 16 years old. So it's contemporary, but it's not so new. But it really has, it was groundbreaking at the time, but it really set up contemporary musical theater as we know it today in 2025. So if you think of yourself as someone who loves theater, this is an important piece, because it really has become a part of the musical theater, American musical theater canon. And so it's a part of the history now of musical theater, just as South Pacific and Sound of Music and those golden age, this is the age that we're in of contemporary musical theater. And it really was one of the first pieces to bring us into the age that we're in. So if you are a theater lover, this is an important piece for you to see, to add to your canon. Amen. I saw that. That's an important piece of American musical theater.
Good stuff. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com. Next to Normal, July 2nd through August the 3rd. RiversideDT.com. RiversideDT.com for Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, or you can order tickets by phone. I don't remember the phone number off the top of my head.
540-370-4300.
And it takes you like 2 minutes. I did it yesterday. It doesn't take any time at all. Patrick Ahern is here this morning along with Penny Ann Moss, Andrew Foote, and Adrian Hick. Again, Next to Normal, July 2nd through August 3rd. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Wow, really good stuff this morning. Again, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts and Next to Normal, July 2nd through August the 3rd. I can't wait to see it. I mean, just the amount of time, Andrew and Adrian, that you guys have talked about just putting into it. But the topic itself, I think, is just, it's theater, like you said, it touches us in different ways. But this is a way that it's going to touch you, I think, more so than most other shows, in a really personal way that, within the walls of your house, you may have experienced and likely have in some form or
yeah,
shape.
Absolutely. And I mentioned it before, but, if you're a person who likes TV, chances are you're watching this kind of stuff on TV as well,
yeah.
And so you just don't have to be afraid of it. I don't know. It's not something that it will affect you in the best ways. And I think you're just going to see amazing performances, amazing creativity and art on stage, and it's a really cool experience.
And here's the thing to think about, too, and I know season ticket holders will automatically get this experience, but look at what we've done so far this year. We've gone from Elvis with Heartbreak Hotel to Jesus Christ Superstar, which was blew the roof off, to Kill a Mockingbird, Next to Normal. Now, those are all sort of contemporary rock, pop, all of that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. Elvis music. And now we're ending with more Golden Age. You got The Sound of Music coming up in August, end of August, and White Christmas. Experience Next to Normal to compare it to. They're all talking about Golden Age and contemporary musical theater. It's like coming to Riverside and getting a history lesson in musical theater.
Yeah, that's true.
So there you go.
Yeah. And on Thursday nights, again, it's worth mentioning,
Thursday nights, through the run of Next to Normal, there will be a talk back after the show with a mental health expert in the area. Yeah.
So, which is another great layer here mm-hmm. to be able to get some help.
Yep.
Andrew, I just want to be able to see you smile in a show. So can we please?
I paid a lot of money for this dental work, right?
He smiles in this.
No, I do. We're in Fredericksburg, but I think about when we come down here, we have to drive through Washington, D.C. And when you go to Washington, when you're from the Northeast, I grew up in the Northeast, you go see all the museums. And the Smithsonian is kind of, you've got this museum over here. It's got that's the space shuttle stuff and the flying stuff.
Yeah.
And then you got this museum over here. It's got Archie Bunker's chair and the ruby slippers. And then you got this museum. They got the National Gallery and you have the artwork there. And it's all separated out into different places. Riverside, you could go to one venue and see a classic rock musical, and then you can see a modern musical, and then you can see a historical play. It's all in one spot. I mean, that's kind of cool. And now you've got concerts.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, and that's going to widen the tent. We were just saying, that's going to bring in a bunch of different people. I mean, what a treasure that this area has in having the Riverside Center right there, right off 95, so basically anybody could get to it. And you have there's a bar there. You can have a drink. you could have some food if you want. You have everything right there. I mean, what a treasure. We get to go all over the country, all over the world to do this as our job. And it's a special place. It really is. I mean, it's special to us because, Patrick calls us and says, "Hey, wow, what's your dream show? What do you want to do?" And we get to say what they are. And, chances are it ends up on the schedule and we end up here.
Yeah.
But what a gift. The communities get the theater they deserve. And wow, you really got lucky here in down here in Virginia.
Absolutely. Riverside
here in your backyard.
And just these people here. Penny's been with me now 12 years, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Adrian, what, about five years now. This is my dream, to have a family of friends who are so incredibly talented. And I mean, the three of them will continue to be, they know, yes, they will have employment with Riverside for years to come. You know, it may not be every year, but there will be, they're always on the radar. I mean,
yeah. I do want to play Annie next year.
You would be perfect.
No, we I'll have that in 2019. I don't think we'll, you know, yeah, yeah. But I'm very proud of where we're at. And we are so very, very fortunate to have weathered the pandemic as well as we have, so that we're in a place right now to continue to take risks and do wonderful things and do what Andrew was talking about, the eclectic mix of all kinds of, from concerts to great theater to plays. And people in this area should be very, very supportive of what we do and continue to want us to be here for years and years and years to come.
RiversideDT.com, Next to Normal, July 2nd through August the 3rd. Don't miss it. RiversideDT.com. Thank you all. Thank you all for coming and opening up and talking about this. It's great to see you guys.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see the show. Thank you. That's it. Thank you for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.